our responsibility to all of our warfighters is to do everything that we can to prepare them for this fight.
U.S. Army Brigadier General Charles Taylor is Deputy Director of Operations and Training at the Joint IED Defeat Organization.
JIDO helps to lead, advocate, and coordinate all of the Department of Defense activities to prepare our warfighters, to support them, and to ensure that not only are the capabilities that they need now are in their hands, but also to ensure that we're supporting the services to enable capacity for the future.
It was around June or July of 2003 when convoy ambushes began to happen.
U.S. Army historian Richard Kilblain.
And on 20 March 2005, the enemy launched a large-scale ambush. There was about 50 insurgents there, and our soldiers were able to kill, wound, or capture just about all of them. After that ambush, the enemy kind of backed off of complex ambushes, and that's when they shift primarily to IEDs.
The technique of burying mines and bombs under the road has been around for a long time.
Brigadier General Brian Layer is commander of the U.S. Army Transportation School.
But the difference is the improvised method in both Iraq and Afghanistan and the availability of explosive devices and their ability to improvise their trajectory and their magnitude against our soldiers.
What we've learned is to go at the entire network of the enemy, from the financiers to the bomb makers to the emplacers. This is a completely holistic approach to going after and countering the IED threat.
It's training that definitely needs to be reinforced because the threat evolves. It needs to be constantly drilled and constantly focused.
At the U.S. Army Transportation School, Fort Eustis, Virginia, this is Rick Havernan for AFN. At the U.S. Army Transportation School, Fort Eustis, Virginia, this is Rick Havernan.